Flop and Chop on Monday night. So I'll be listening for it, Jim, but I haven't heard it.
Okay, thank you. Back to that.
Very cool. You know, NASA has so many different satellites up there for space weather, you know, out at the L1 location, you know, which is about a million miles from here, four times the distance of where the moon is, closer to the sun, and they have the 8th satellite out there. They have discovered the out there, but constantly sending data back. And SOHO is still out there by the European Space Agency. So we get a lot of information back. Of course, you have Parker now orbiting the sun very close, within 4 million miles of the sun. We're getting a lot of data back. And, but nothing or unusual. Of course, that could always be a problem if there's like a big CME event where you have a lot of stuff blown off the sun and coming, hitting our atmosphere. That could actually expand our atmosphere, which would affect orbits and, you know, of satellites that are relatively low. Thicken up the atmosphere even a little bit, that could start to slow things down, and it could affect the positions of the satellites. And of course, if it's high protons and weird things coming off the sun, that could affect satellites. Sometimes they turn satellites opposite direction. If they get a warning from some of those satellites I was talking about out at the Lagrange Point 1, L1 location, you know, they have time to get a warning, like sometimes 40 hours or so before it gets near Earth. They'll actually face the satellite in a certain direction where, you know, they less of a chance of affecting the electronics on board the satellites. We'll see. Thanks for that, Jim. Anyway, I'm looking at the time. We got 5 after 11. And that's usually witching hour for this portion of the net, of the tech net. Anyway, we're going to turn it over to Roy, AC2GS, WS2N, for the Space Net Report for the tech net. Back to you, Roy.
Thank you very much. This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the Space Net Report. Thank you for all that you do here on the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone who participated tonight as well. Thank you for coming. Thank you for interacting. I hope you learned a few things. I hope you had some fun. And I hope you join us all next Sunday when we try and do this all over again. As always, a couple of things I like to remind people. Dick, K2RIW, always ended his technical nets with the advice to be kind to each other. And always like to throw in good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open to new and innovative ideas and opinions. But don't open your brain so wide that your brain falls. Don't open your skull so wide that your brain falls out. You're going to need that. Anyway, everyone have a great week. Stay safe, be well, have fun. And but please, if you can, come back next Sunday when we will try to do this all over again. This is AC2GS, and I will be clear after I say, Slava Ukraini.
Speak to you next week.
Charlie, have a good one.